Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi, Why Not Mint Money is a daily podcast on personal finance that helps you get smart about managing money. We help you understand basic money concepts to keep you from making bad money mistakes. Why Not Mint Money is your one-stop solution to money matters. So, let's get started. Welcome to your money journey.
Hi, this is Namrata Patel from Mint's personal finance team. And in this episode of Why Not Mint Money, we will be talking about creating a trust. And if you haven't thought of it before, why this is the best time to consider it. Last week, we spoke about creating a will and why, irrespective of your age, net worth or health status, it is important to make your will. This week, we will discuss trusts. Joining us today is Neha Pathak, Head of Trust and Estate Planning at Motilal Oswal Private Wealth. Neha has a vast experience of 18 years in succession planning and trust formation. Hi Neha, thank you for joining us today.
Hi Namrata, thank you for having me over.
It's a pleasure to have you again with us, Neha, and looking forward to the next part of our series on will creation and estate planning. So Neha, can you explain to our listeners the basic concept of a trust?
Okay, so keeping in mind our listeners, let me first start with what a trust is. So trust, basically what we are talking about over here is a trust formed under Indian Trust Act. It's an act that was formed in 1882. So we are not talking about a charitable trust. This trust is known as a private family trust. So a trust is like an umbrella which protects and preserves all the assets that form a part of the trust as its corpus. There are various parties to the trust. There is a settlor, a person who creates the trust. There can be a co-settlor or multiple co-settlers. They are the people who, along with the settlor, create the trust. There is a trustee who is the legal owner of the assets of the trust, and he holds it on behalf of the beneficiaries or the beneficial owners. The assets and income of the trust are generated from the assets that are transferred into the trust. Now, trust, when you create it, the most important part is the trust deed. That is the constituent document of the trust. And this document is signed by the settlor or co-settlors and the trustee. And then there are beneficiaries. These are the people who are benefiting from the trust, which is settled. And there is a trust property, which is basically the subject matter of the trust or the assets that are contributed into the trust. So in short, that is what a trust is.
And there's a perception that trusts are only for high net worth individuals or big family offices. Neha, what do you think trusts are important for?
So I would say it is actually a misnomer. This is not right that trusts are only needed by industrialists. It is something that is available under the law for everybody. So any person who has got a need or a requirement, that person can go ahead and create a trust. So one needs to understand why a trust has to be created. So the most simple thing, if I have to say, is a smooth transfer of your assets to the next generation. So when we create a will, we need to go in for a probate. Our executor or our beneficiaries have to take the will for probate, which is basically a court order has to be obtained to get the assets from the deceased person's name onto their beneficiary's name. In a trust, that is not required. Now, who would not want that? Why would I want to go to the court to get the assets in the beneficiary's name? So it just makes a lot of sense to create a trust when we look at the aspect that we don't want probate on the assets. Also, there are personal succession laws in our country. So there are multiple succession laws that are there, such as a Hindu succession act or a Muslim law, or a Muslim is going to be different from Christian law, and how the assets are going to be devolving from the deceased to the beneficiary is different in different personal laws. So people would actually prefer to have a certain structure where their personal succession laws would not come into place, and they can have a smooth intergenerational transfer or benefit transfer to their family members. Also, people look at, when I talk about young entrepreneurs, so when we say that there are people who have got startups or who are managing businesses, what they are also looking at is they are looking at securing certain assets. So what I've seen is, and this is the most common thing with most of the business owners, that whenever they have money which is generated from the business, it gets repumped back into the business. Now, what we look at is that take a certain portion away from the business and keep it as a secured asset for the benefit of your family in case the business gets into trouble. So a lot of young guys, they are actually moving in that direction where they are saying that we don't want to be like how our parents were, where they put in all the money that they had into the business. They want to separate their business from their personal assets. And nothing is better than creating a trust to safeguard the assets as well as separate it from your own liabilities. Also, I've seen quite a few clients who have got special needs kids or old aged parents. Now, what happens is, when we have a special needs child or a special needs person or an old age person, they are not in a position to take care of themselves or the investments or the funds for their own benefit. That is why a certain corpus has to be created for them that can take care of them, that in case something happens to the owner or the their special needs kids parent or to the child of an old age parent, then in that case one needs to create a certain corpus which will automatically take care of itself as well as take care of such a person. That is why a trust is needed, so that trustee can handle these kind of responsibilities. Also, if you go to see, there are, young parents, father and mother, both of them are in their 30s or 40s. They understand investments. So of late, I have seen that, people do understand investments. But what has happened is they have got kids who do not understand investments. They have got young kids. We don't expect them to understand investments also. But when we talk about anything happening to these parents, then they need to have some structure that will take care of their investment, and also not only take care of the investment but have an investment pattern also, because a child having money would not know what to do with the money. That money has to be invested properly so that it does not depreciate in value. So people create trust so that they can have a proper investment pattern. Also, I have seen one more thing which is quite interesting, that people want to continue with their philanthropic activities even after they are not there. So people want to make charitable contributions post-lifetime. Now, if you make a will, that is going to get a probate and a certain money will go to a charitable cause. And that's about it. So when we talk about a philanthropic goal, which is basically that I want to provide for a cause after my lifetime for a certain period of time or till the time my fund can handle that cause, then in that case a trust is more beneficial. Like if I want to give money or provide towards an educational institute, if I make a will, I say an X amount goes to that educational institute. And that's about it. It's a one-time contribution that will happen. However, if I make a trust and I say that yearly a certain percentage of the trust income will go towards that cause, then year on year, that money can keep going towards that particular cause. And here again, I'm not talking about a charitable trust. I'm talking about a private family trust. So these are the reasons why a person would want to create a trust and why it is going to be beneficial for a young parent or a young person to look at creating a trust.
Thank you, Neha, for an introduction to trusts. Contrary to the belief that trusts are only for high net worth families, trusts are useful in various circumstances like you have mentioned above. From what I understand, wills are different from trusts and both are very important. So I think in the next episode, we must discuss how wills are different from trusts and why both are equally important for individuals.
I agree, Namrata. We should do that.
So stay tuned for our next episode where we will discuss how you can go about forming a trust and how trusts differ from wills. Thank you for your insights today, Neha.
Thanks, Namrata. You take care.
Thanks, Neha. That's all from today's episode of Why Not Mint Money. Thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening in. We're also available on livemint.com. And if you're old school, then do pick up a copy of Mint for some insightful coverage. If you have any questions you want us to address, do reach us out at HT Smartcast. We are present on Twitter, Facebook, and Insta. And if you want to connect over email, write in to us at mintmoney@livemint.com. Until next time, it's bye-bye.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.